but you can't make Yibum. The Chura he holds why? Because the second Kedushin, like, was not Chal, since you were Mekadesha when she was a Katana, since she's a Katana, the Kedushin was not Chal, even though later you still live with her, we say a Svar, you boil her, Al Das, Kedushin or Rishayna. And the Kedushin or Rishayna was only Midrabonin, therefore the Lachur is, you can only give Chalitza, not Yibum. Now, Vahoch, over here, the Katoyis Ishakas Dami. It's like you made a mistake with one wife. Oh, please, it still was a Machlekes here. Because what's the Pshana Tanakamra over here? True, the husband remarried her when she was a Katana. And at that time, when he made the Kedushin with her, it's only Chal Midrabonin. Because even though the girl has a father, but since the father married her off once, and the husband gave her a get already once, so now the father has no right to remarry her. So when they remarried, it's only Midrabonin. And now the Tanakamra says, though, but when she grows up, and he lives with her, the Bia now is not a Bia Almanas, the first Kedushin, but it's like a new Bia. So you see, with one wife, you have new das. Bishas the Bia, you have in mind to do something new. Like here, you have in das to make a new das Kedushin right now. That's why Midi writes, and now the Kedushin is Chal. Therefore, when the husband dies now, there is a Mitzvah Yibum. So you see, with one wife, Bishas Bia, you have new thoughts. It's like a new Maitre Kedushin now. It's something new. So Mara says, I'll tell you now, Hosam Nami Bokim Iflugi. Here also it's a different Machloikis. Here the Svaras are like this. Mas Rabba one holds, and Tanakam holds, Odom Yadaya, person realizes, Shein Kedushi Katana Klum. At that you remarried her when she was a Katana, you know it, it's only Midirais, it's nothing. It's only Midirabonin. Therefore, when she becomes a Gedola and you go to live with her now, it's a Svar of the Gomar Ubor Lashem Kedushin. For sure, you're making the beer now Lashem Kedushin. That's a Tanakama Svara. Not the Pshat, you're changing your mind from Bishas Kedushin to Bishas Bia. By Nidorim, where you made a Tanai, Bishas Kedushin, it could be even Bishas Bia, also you still have the same Das, only if she does not have Nidorim. But over here, Bishas Kedushin, she was a Katana, and you knew it, so she couldn't do anything more. So now when she becomes a Gedola, you have Das to live with her, Lamanas, to make this Bia, Shem Kedushin, to make a Kedushin Midiraisa. A person doesn't realize this, that when he was first Mekadesha, even though she was a Katana, he doesn't realize the Kedushin is not Chal Midiraisa. Therefore, V'chiko Bo'al, when he lives with her, even after she becomes a Gedola, the Svari is Adayit that the Kedushin are Rishonim Ko Bo'al. He's only being Bo'al Amanas, the first Kedushin. And since the first Kedushin was only Midirabonin, therefore the Kedushin never becomes Midiraisa. Therefore, Midiraisa, this lady is also with an erva to the other brothers. She's called an Eshes Ach, Shleibim Mokim Yibum. Therefore, the din is you can only make Chalitza and not make Yibum. By Kol Ponim, there's no Kasha on Rabba. Now the Gemara says, Itmanamu, you also learned like Rabba, that Omer Rabbi Achar by Yaakov, Omer Rabbi Yechnan, Ha Mekadish Al Tanai, when you Mekadish your wife on a condition that she does not have any Nidorim. O Baal, even though later you live with her, you make Nisuyin, Stam, without any conditions, still, the Vrihakol and it's Richa Menoget. Everybody holds, even Rav agrees, in such a case, you would not have to give a get. Where is the Machloikis? Like we had before, only with one wife, Cain, Shtein Oshim. When you gave her a get, and then you remarried her, there Rav says, since you're remarrying her now, it's like a new Maisa Kedushin. You're not thinking about the first Tanai you made. For it's not a new Maisa Kedushin. You didn't give her a get in between. It's the same wife. Even though you did not speak out any conditions of the Shas Nisuyin, still we say, Almanas Das Al Tanai Rishayna Yabola, and therefore if she has Nadarim later, it's Ein Tzricha Menoget. The Kedushin is not Chal. This the Gemara says, Eisve Ravacha Breda Ravika Barachte. He has to cash like this. That Allah Huyan and Gemara Yavom is Chalitza Mutaz Ksheira. If you make a Chalitza and there's a mistake there, still the Chalitza is still Ksheira, it's still a good Ksheira. It's still a Ksheira, it's Kosher. Now, Ezo hi chalitza mutas. What's called they made a mistake, Vishas they made chalitza? Some Rishloka says, Kol shoy maloi cholotzlo. If they tell, like the Yavam, the man, go make chalitza now with your Yavama, with her, or the kachata kainza, and you should know that by doing this chalitza, that's the way you're going to marry her. They tell the Yavam, that's the pshat. So the kitza, he has no das to make chalitza. Really, he has in mind to make yibum. So that's called the good chalitza, still the chalitza is chal. Yes, the Gemara says, no, that's not true. Amar Rabbi Yechanan says, no, and Ishayna, I learned that the locher is by chalitza. Bein she niskavenu, if the man had kavona of loy niskavenhi, but she did not have kavona to make chalitza. Bein she niskavenhi, where she had kavona of loy niskavenhu, but he did not have in mind to make chalitza. The locher is chalitza psula. In both cases, the chalitza is no good. Ad she is kavnu shneim, until both of them have to have kavana to make the chalitza. So you see, for chalitza you have to have kavana, you have to know what you're doing. You have to have in mind to make chalitza. For yato mata chalitza sekshera, and you're going to tell me now in such a case, where the Yavam thinks that by making chalitza really is doing a maisi yibum. He thinks he's marrying her this way. He doesn't realize he's doing a chalitza. He thinks he's doing a maisi yibum. You want to tell me chalitza kshera? Havada, that can't be pshat in chalitza mutas is kshera. All right, turn over. So Gemara says like this. Elo Amar Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon said like this. Kol shoy maloi cholutz lo amna shetiten lecho masayim zuz. When the yova makes a tenai in the chalitza, or else kol shoy maloi fakad, we tell him you make chalitza, and he can even make a tenai amna that she's going to give you 200. In other words, he doesn't want to make chalitza. So we like force him, we talk him into making chalitza, we tell him, you make chalitza, make a condition if you want, make a tenai amna that she has to give you $200. Still, if he makes chalitza, the chalitza is kshera. Alma, what do we see? Even the yovid maisa, even though the yovid made a condition that he's only making the chalitza amanat that she gives him $200, even though later she does not give him $200, still the chalitza is chal. So what's the svara? That even the yovid maisa, as soon as he does an action, achuli achlel tanai, he like overlooks the tanai, the condition that he made. So who the same thing? Even though you mekadesh your wife with the condition that she does not have nedarim, but later when you live with her, you do a maisa with her, havada should be Rav Svar to say that you're overlooking the tanai, since you're doing a maisa, just like you have a chalitza. The havamir is, at the time when you do chalitza, you overlook the condition, and you have in mind now to make a good chalitza, even though she's not going to give you the money. Tomorrow says, no, I tell you, Sochur Hochinam here also. Kivan the ball, when you live with your wife, Stam, you make the Nisuin Stam, Achuli Achla Lil Tanai, should be a Kashan Rabba, and the Pshan Rav should be that even though you're a Makadish with a Tanai, if you make the Nisuin the be a Stam, it should also be, you're like Michael, you're overlooking the Tanai, the Kedushin should be Chal. Sochur to Kashan Rabba. Tomorrow says, no, Omalei Bar Be Rav. Shapa Kamrit, like, are you saying good? Like, what kind of question is this? Michti, let's see. The reason why Chalitza Matasas Ksheira is because the Tanoim does not help at all by Chalitza. You can't make conditions by Chalitza. Michti, let's see. Kol Tanoim Hecha Garmina. Where do we learn Hecha Tanoim from? Mi Tanai B'nei God of B'nei Ruvain. From B'nei God of B'nei Ruvain. So the klal is like this. Tanai D'yev Shalikiyum Aide Shliach. A Tanai that you could do through a Shliach. Kihosam, just like Bnei God of Bnei Ruvain, heavy Tanai, that's called a good Tanai. But Tanai, the Loyev Shlikyum, Aideh Shliach, Kihosam, a Tanai that you can't make Aideh Shliach, like it was made over there by Moshe, with Yeshua, is Loyevi Tanai, it's not called a good Tanai. So that's why Chalitza, since you can't make a Shliach, to make a Tanai, to make Chalitza. So Yavim himself and the Yavim itself have to make the Chalitza, therefore it is Yisoid, no Tanoim help by Chalitza. Ragrashi says, Mashenkin by Bnei God of Bnei Ruvain, Kiyosim Shrei Moshe Tzibul Yeshua, Losses Lemes Oretz, Shrei Shluch Hashem Moshe, that Yeshua over there was a Shliach to give Eretz Yisrael to the Bnei God of Bnei Ruvain. So there the Tanoim help conditions help, since it's Efshai, they are Shliach. But here Chalitza, since the Loch of a Chalitza is the Yavim can't make a Shliach, he himself has to make the Chalitza with the Yavamah. So something that you can't make a shliach is such a strong thing that they have to do it. They're not like a bailer, they're not an owner, they're not like the owner on this action. Therefore, they can't put conditions in the action. Only something that you're like an owner on it, that you can make a shliach, you're a bailer on it, so you could also put a condition about the action. But something that you're not an owner, you can't make a shliach, who are then you can't make tenoyim. So therefore, you made the chalitza. But what happened? You made a condition, you don't want it to be chal if she doesn't give you 200. Halacha is by chalitza, since it's not shaycha, they're shliach, you don't have the power to make it tonight. That's why the halacha is the chalitza is chal. The bashenka, in the case where you make kedushin, where there you can mekadesh your wife with a shliach, therefore, since you could make it tonight, if you made the tonight in the kedushin, then Rav is svari that even though you boil a stam, still the halacha is the kedushin is not chal. Because we say, you made the conditions, and the Kedushin is only Chal Amnash, she's not on the Dorim, she doesn't have the Dorim. But Amnash, she does have the Dorim, you don't want the Kedushin to be Chal. So now the Gemara is the Kasha, for Habiya. Rashi says it means, Haboyel L'Shem Kedushin. One of the ways you can be Mekadosh and Nishi, you can marry your wife, is by through Biya living with her. So here, the Layef Shalakiyu Maideh Shliach, you can't make a Shliach to live with your wife. There's no kedushin that way. And still, you can't make a shliach just like the Tanai of Bnei Gad, Bnei Reuven, the way Moshe Rabbeinu made a shliach Yeshua to give them Eretz Yisrael for Kehavi Tanai. And still, there's a Tanai like kedushin, like we have in the Gemara before. He says he was his boil his wife. Amunas that his father was Nicha, that her father was Nicha. So it says the Tanai is Chal. So here you see, you can make Tanoim, you can make conditions, even though something you can't make a shliach. So why do we say by Chalitz you can't make a Tanai? So Gemara says, Hosem Mishum the Isker Shavayis Ladodi. I tell you, by the Bia, when you Mekadesh your wife with Bia, the reason why there you can make a Tanai is because there's a Hekesh Havaya of all the ways you can Mekadesh. Like Rashi says, Bahois Apostle says, Bahoisul Yishacher, Kol Havayis Kedushin B'mashma, Kesef Ushtar Bia. There are three ways you can Mekadesh an Isha, either with Shtar or with Bia with Kesef. So just like by Kesef or with Shtar, you could do it Adei Shliach, Hu Adin. And therefore, there's a Tanai by the Kedusha Shtar and Kedusha Kesef, who are then the Kedusha of Bir, also you can make a Tanai. And partially the Pshat is that you see Kedushin, is that you're the Bailam, you're the owner of it. That's why you see by Kedusha Kesef and by Kedusha Shtar, you could make a Shliach. So even though Kedusha Bir, you can't make a Shliach, that's because the Maisa, it's not Shaykh for somebody else to live with your wife. Mashenkin, the Etzem Chalais Kedushin is called something, you're a Bailam, you're an owner over it. Therefore, you could make conditions in Kedushin, even though you're doing it through Bia. Now, Omar Rav Ula Bar Abba, Omar Ula, Omar Rav Eloza, Omar Rav Eloza, Ha Mekadesh B'milva. If somebody is Mekadesh his wife with a milva, what the pshat for the milva is, you lent her money a long time ago. So she owes you money, and now you tell her, I'm being Meichel, I'll forgive you, you don't have to pay me the money back, and keep it L'Shem Kedushin. And the locher is, you mekadesh b'milva, the Gemara Kedushin says, Einu mekadeshes, Kedushin is not chal. Because at the time when you lent her the money, it was, she had a right to use it. It's not here anymore. So when you're saying you be meichelet now, you're not giving her any money right now, L'Shem Kedushin. And then ubal, then you live with her. After you mekadesh her with milva, then you make a maisa bia. Who are din out tonight? Let's say you mekadesh her with a tonight with conditions, that she doesn't have any in the dorm, and it comes out after she did have in the dorm. But ubal, then you live with her. Or else a pochet m'shava pruta. You mekadesh her, you make kedushin, you give her money, l'shem kedushin kesef, but it's not worth a shava pruta. So all these cases, l'chura, al the kedushin itself, it shouldn't be chal. But ubal, then you live with her. So, divrei hakol tzricho hemeno get. Everybody agrees over here, you have to give her a get. That the Kedushin is chal. And the Chodesh Svori is, like Rav said before, the enodim oisa bilos aznus. Because the person doesn't live with his wife to make it into his nus. Therefore, even though he made tenoim, even though it was mekadesh b'milva, even though it was pachlash of a pruta, but b'shaz b'ya, he has das now, it should be a good Kedushin, that's what he needs to get. So, go to Kash and Rabba. So, Gemara says, Omer Rab Yehisi Barabba, Omer Rab Menachem, Omer Rab Ami. Ha mekadesh b'pochnush av pruta u'bo'al tzricha menu get. He only says only this one case. When you first mekadesh her, you give a lesson to shav pruta, and then the husband lives with her, then we say b'shaz b'ya he has done that to make kedushin, so lady does have to give her get. Why? B'ohu d'loy toy. Here, like people, don't make a mistake. Everybody knows that lesson to shav pruta kedushin is not chal. So therefore, when you live with her later, you have in mind now like to make a new ma'itza kedushin. But in the first cases, then he argues and says that if you mekadesh her on a tanai, or if you mekadesh b'milva, people like make mistakes to think that the kedushin is still the way they first made it, and even though they have a bia later, they don't have in mind to make a new ma'isa kedushin later. Therefore, the kedushin is not chal. Yeah. Then the Gemara says, Amar Rav Kana mishmei dula, ha mekadesh ala tanai. If somebody's mekadesh his wife, he makes kedushin with a condition. Let's say Amunashi doesn't have any nedarim, ubal, and then he lives with her. L'bamash mekon sustam. Halacha tzricha menu get. You have to give her get. Chur is like Rav's halacha. So we say since you had bia, you live with her. So even though she has nedarim, b'shas bia like you like meichel, you overlook the tanoim. Tzricha menu get. Moran says ho yemaisa. There was a maisa. And the Chum just didn't want to say the Kedushin is not Chal. In other words, a case like this happened that a man was Mekadesh's wife with the condition Amunashi doesn't have Nedarim. And then later he was boiled her. And later we found out she does have Nedarim. So
So Mashbir Chom also held we don't have the right to let it go without a get, but rather the svar is like Rav holds that we do need a get. So Gemara says, La'afuke mehai tana, this goes against, opposite of this tana. The Yom Rav Yudah Amar Shmuel, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel. The Pasuk says, V'hi lo nesposha asura. If she was not forced, if a man lives with an Ashes Ish, and she was not forced, she becomes also, she's like a Saita, she's also to her husband. Honest person, mashma, if she was forced to do it, then muteris, then she's mutter to her husband. By Neshis Yisrael, if she was forced to live with a man, she's still mutter to her husband. But v'yeshlo chacheret, there's another case, sha'afa pish loynis posh, even though she was not forced, still muteris, still she's mutter. Where's the case? V'yezazu, where is this the case? She'ekid shekudushay tois, in a case where a man was mekadishom, al-manashi doesn't have any nidorim. And later we find out that she does have nedarim. So in this case, the Kedushin like is not chal. Therefore, if somebody else lives with her, she does not become also to her first husband because she wasn't married to him. She doesn't have a din HS ish. Therefore, if she wants to remarry him later, she's mutter to him. And here the price says, Rabbi Shmuel holds, Shafilu b'no mukavak seifa. Even if she has children already. So mashma clearly, even though they live together. Still, we say what? The Kedushin is not chal? So here you see clearly, since he was Mekadisha on a Tanai that she doesn't have Nadarim, even though later he lived with her, still we say if we find out later that she does have Nadarim, the Kedushin is not Chal. Therefore, if another man lives with her, she doesn't become Asa to anybody. She's not like a Saita, even though she had children. So this Tan is not like the Svar we just said before. It's not like Rav. And it says what?